As gasoline prices soar, commuting habits are changing. In the developed world, that means fewer automobiles and more public transportation, or abandoning motor vehicles for bicycles. But higher fuel costs are hitting hardest in the developing world, where money is tight. Joseph Mwendo Musyoka lives in a Nairobi slum. He walks 3 hours between home and work each day. He can no longer afford public transportation. Joseph says life has become very hard. Oil prices have gone up, so he realized that it's better to walk so he can keep some of that money for his daily use. In much of the world, skyrocketing fuel prices are causing a search for solutions. In Indonesia and elsewhere, one answer is mass transit. Jakarta commuter Risa Riana is leaving her car behind more frequently as gasoline becomes more expensive. Since the fuel price increase, she takes the bus more often. But despite government's best efforts, many people like Ahmad Suyono of Jakarta are resisting mass transit. He says he would like to use public transportation, but using his own car is more convenient. Thailand has spent an enormous amount of money to build a SkyTrain, a subway system, and a network of buses to relieve Bangkok's notorious traffic jams. More public transport is on the way. Many people take public transportation, but many remain in their cars. Sue Buyatorn spends an average of 2 hours a day driving 20 kilometers between her home and her job at the U.S. Embassy. She enjoys the safety and convenience of her car, and she sees no solution to Bangkok's traffic problems anytime soon.
There is theoretically, but it needs mutual sacrifice of everyone.
In the United States, it's harder to find a seat on buses and trains these days. $1 a liter gasoline is the reason.
Plainly put, very high gas prices. I just can't afford it anymore.
The second largest U.S. city, Los Angeles, is known for its motion picture industry and for some of America's worst traffic. According to Forbes.com, the average Los Angeles driver spends 3 days out of each year stuck in traffic. Despite recent improvements, public transportation in L.A. is not extensive enough for such a sprawling city, and Angelenos are still reluctant to give up their cars. But not Ramona Marks. She's one of a small but growing number of people who bike to work. Ramona says she's not only saving money, she's also beating the frustration of driving on L.A.'s freeways.
I get to work invigorated. I'm like, yeah, survive that.
For others, change is not by choice. In Kenya, Joseph Mwendo Musyoka would like to ride the bus from his home in the Mukuru slum to his job, but the round trip would cost him $1.20, and he makes only $1.50 a day. On that, he supports an extended family of eight. Joseph is one of about 1 million people in Nairobi who earn about $1.50 a day. Every day he walks an hour and a half to work and an hour and a half home. He says walking 3 hours a day is hurting his health, but he has no choice. For now, he keeps walking and hoping that one day he'll be able to afford something easier and better. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.